This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. David Hicks has become the first person to be convicted under the new Military Commissions Act. Mr. Hicks, who is an Australian citizen, was facing a possible life sentence for providing material support for terrorism. Instead, a plea agreement yesterday allows him to receive a 9-month prison sentence, which he can serve out in his home country of Australia. And Jackie Northam has been in Guantanamo Bay all week covering the trial. Jackie, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And this was a surprise, wasn't it?
It certainly was. I mean, you know, for 5 years we've heard David Hicks was part of this group that were considered the worst of the worst. This was supposed to be a life sentence. Earlier in the week, the chief prosecutor said he'd be satisfied with 20 years. But at the end of the hearing yesterday, David Hicks got an extraordinarily light sentence of 9 months in prison.
Why?
Well, it actually has a lot to do with the secret plea agreement. This was hammered out before anybody appeared in court on Monday. And in fact, the chief prosecutor admitted yesterday he didn't even know that this plea agreement was underway. The defense had leapfrogged over the prosecution and went right to the convening authority, which oversees this process, and worked out this agreement. The jury certainly did not know about this. You know, 15 military officers were brought in from around the world here to Guantanamo. It's not an easy journey. It's a remote base. They listened, to statements made by Hicks, the prosecution, the defense. They looked at the allegations against him. They went in. They came back with a sentence of 7 years. The judge thanked them, sent them on their way, and turned around and said, you know, under the plea agreement, he's serving 9 months.
And this is a secret plea agreement, so there's no statement that reviews the material or the worth of the charges or anything like that.
Not really, no. There's a list of allegations, 35 allegations, which Hicks has pleaded guilty to, and it really spans the course of his time in Afghanistan, where he was supposed to have fought alongside the Taliban and Al-Qaeda against the U.S., but essentially he also ran away from battle as well. Some of the strongest moments of the trial came when the prosecution, in the sentencing part, said, look, this man sitting before you is in a very nice suit right now, but do not forget that he's had training by Al-Qaeda. He's a Westerner. He can blend back into society. It was very, very powerful. The defense came back and said, look, in essence, this guy was a private first class in the trenches, and really, he was run amok. He wasn't really much of, more than a foot soldier anyway.
Jackie, does this affect future tribunals?
You know, the chief prosecutor was asked this, and he said each tribunal is unique in its own way, but this one has been different. David Hicks is an Australian citizen. The Australian government is a very close ally of the U.S. government, putting enormous pressure on the Bush administration to get this case sorted out. There are more than 70 people that are also supposed to go through the same trial process. It'll be interesting to see if they get the same breaks that David Hicks got.
And Jackie Northam at Guantanamo, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.